Please turn to 1 Peter.
我们一同来看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We will read from verse 3 to verse 4.
我们从第三节读到第十二节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们弟兄读英文，然后我读中文。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead, to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance reserved in the heavens for you, who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye exult, for a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, on whom though not now looking, but believing, ye exalt with joy unspeakable, and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning which salvation prophets, who have prophesied of the grace towards you, sought out and searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the suffering which belonged to Christ and the glorious after these, to whom he was revealed that not to themselves, but to you they minister those things which have now announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which angels desire to look into.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有复活活泼的盼望，可以得着不能不朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这一信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然如坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指的什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
I do thank the Lord for the privilege of coming to see your dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢主，我有机会能够看到弟兄姊妹。
I have no intention to preach.
我没有意思要传讲什么。
I would like to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
我希望说和大家能心对心的来彼此交通。
Because in recent years,
因为在最近
I was disturbed by something which I observed.
我在观察一些事情的时候，我里面受了一点困扰。
As I move among God's people,
特别当我行走在神百姓中间。
On the one hand, I do thank the Lord, there seems to be growth in knowledge.
那一面来说，在知识上大家好像都长进。
It seems that God's people began to know the word of God better than before.
好像神的百姓比从前更认识神的话。
And yet on the other hand,
那另外一面
I was disturbed to find that it seems as if God's people do not grow spiritually as much.
但是我里面困惑，因为我觉得好像神的儿女不是成长的那么理想。
So far as knowledge is concerned, we make big steps.
就是知识来说，我们的确加增了。
But so far as our spiritual life is concerned, it seems as if there is little growth.
就着我们属于生命来讲，好像成长了一点点，只是一点点。
And that's the thing that really disturbed me.
所以这件事实在叫我受到叫困扰。
So I have been before the Lord seeking the Lord about it.
所以我在主面前寻求。
And it seems as if the Lord reminds me.
好像主提醒我。
That we have to go back to the basic.
我们应该要回到一些基础。
So this time, before I came, I prayed before the Lord.
所以当我来以前，我在这边祷告。
And He gave me two questions.
他给我两个问题。
And these two questions are the things that we would like to talk about.
那这两个问题就是我们要交通的两面。
The first question is.
第一个问题是。
Do our souls need to be saved?
我们的魂需要这个拯救。
Question number two.
第二点。
How can our souls be saved?
我们的魂怎么得到拯救？
Now I know these are very, very basic.
我知道这是很浅显的问题。
But oftentimes we need to go back to the basic.
但许多时候我们需要回到根基
in order to solve some problems
来为了来解决一些问题
if you will forgive me
如果你原谅我
I have to go to the very beginning
我需要回到很起初的根基
when God created man
当神创造人的时候
you remember in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7
你记得创世纪第二章第七节
How our God used the dust of the ground to form the body of man.
你看神怎样用尘土来创造人的身体。
Look at your body.
看看我们的身体。
It is wonderfully and fearfully made.
那实在是神的奇妙的杰作。
And yet it was made with the dust of the ground.
但是居然是用泥土来做材料。
God is to be praised.
神实在应该得到称赞。
But after he made, he formed the body.
那么当他形成了亚人的身体。
The Bible says he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
圣经说他就将生气吹在人的鼻孔。
And then the man become a living soul.
结果人就变得有灵的活人，就是活的魂。
So we know that. Human beings are souls.
所以我们知道人主体是魂。
The Bible tells us that the word soul and the word man seem to be similar.
圣经给我们看到魂跟人这两个字似乎是很靠近似的。
Now even though in the mind of God,
就在神的心思里面
God created man.In three parts.
神创造人是三部分。
He created man with spirit.
他创造了我们灵。
And soul.
魂。
And body.
还有身体。
God's intention is that by spirit we keep in communing with God, the spirit.
神的意思就是借着灵我们能与神有交通，因为神是灵。
And what we have heard from God.
这样我们就能听见神。
It will pass on to our soul.
然后呢，就可以传递到我们的魂。
And our soul will decide.
然后我们的魂要决定。
Whether we will accept God's will or not.
或者我们接受神的旨意，或者不是。
And our soul will command our body to act it out.
然后我们的魂就通知我们的身体来执行。
This is according to God's order.
这是根据神的次序。
But so far as human beings are concerned,
那就对人来说
，our soul represents ourselves.
我们的魂就代表我们的自己。
And it is our soul that really decides whether we want the will of God or whether we want otherwise.
是魂来决定说到底我们要不要行的情况。
That's the reason why we find God put man in the Garden of Eden.
这就是为什么神把人放在伊甸园。
And there you find in the midst of the garden the tree of life.
然后你看见在园中间有生命树。
And by its side the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还有就是知识善的树。
In other words,
换句话说
，God allows man to choose his life.
神要我们来拣选他的生命。
How is he going to live upon this earth?
到底我们在地上怎么生活
？Whether he will choose to live by the life of God.
在乎我们到底是选择神的生命呢
？And live a dependent life.
来或者还是过一个独立的生活呢
？Live a dependent life.
能够依赖的生活呢
？And do the will of God.
来遵循神的旨意。
Or whether he will live by himself.
或者他凭着自己而活。
By his own developed knowledge.
那根据他自己所发展出来的知识。
Choose his own way.
来选择他自己的路。
Independent of God.
完全向神独立。
So you find that God placed before man these two ways.
所以神摆在人面前两条路。
Man may choose.To live by the life of God.
人可以选择依靠神的生命。
Man may choose to live by himself.
或者人可以凭自己而活。
Man may choose to live to do the will of God.
人可以选择要不要遵循神的旨意。
Or to live for his own will.
或者完全依靠他自要实行他自己的意思。
And I believe you all know the story.
我想你们都知道这个故事。
How our forefathers made their choice.
我们的祖先，我们的先祖怎么选择
？They not only made their own choice.
他们不只选择他们自己的意思
，but they made choice for all of us.
他也为我们都选择。
Because we are all out of Adam.
所以我们都从亚当而来。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Because man sinned.
因为人犯罪。
Something happened.To the very constitution of human being.
结果在我们这人的结构里面就起了变化。
Because God said,
因为神说
If you eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
因为你吃分别善恶树的日子，吃的日子必定死。
On that very day, you shall die.
就在那一天你要死。
Well, our forefathers ate the forbidden fruit.
那我们的先祖们是吃了禁果。
But did they die?
他们死了吗
？No，
没有。
We find Adam lived for hundreds of years.
我们知道说亚当活了几百年。
And he begot sons and daughters.
他又生儿养女。
He was very much alive.
他活得很好。
But was God's word false?
难道神的话不兑现了吗
？Certainly not.
当然不是。
So we know what happened.
所以我们知道发生了什么事。
When man sinned.
人犯罪
，their spirit died，
他的灵死了。
God is spirit，
神就是灵。
The only way to be in communication with God，
唯一
through our spirit，
唯一与主来往的就是靠着我们的灵。
But because of sin of man，
但是因为人的罪
，that communication was cut off，
结果那个交通就断绝了。
Not in any sense that we have no more spirit.
这不是说我们再也没有灵了。
Spirit as an organ is still there.
就做机关来说，灵还在那。
But it has lost its communication with its proper environment.
但是它和它的环境已经失去断绝了这个交通的关系。
So before God, man was dead.
所以在神面前，人是死的。
Man was lost.
人失落了。
Then what becomes of man?
那么到底人是变得怎么回事呢
？Man becomes soul and body.
结果人就变成魂跟身体。
And the scripture says man becomes flesh.
所以圣经告诉我们，人变成肉体。
In other words,
换句话说
，from that day onward,
从那天开始
，man does not live by the life of God.
人就不再依靠神的生命而活。
Man has lost his contact with God.
人已经与神失去联络了。
Man becomes independent.
人就独立起来了。
And man lives by his soul and body.
现在他完全依靠他的魂跟身体而活。
Man of high degree will live by his soul.
现在，人大部分都是凭着魂而活的。
And man of low degree live by their body.
那么，然后，也凭着他的身体而活。
Their spirit was dead to God.
他们的灵是向神死的。
And that's the way we live before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那这就是我们没有在救以前的光景。
When you look back to your past.
你想回想过去
Since you were born,
自从你生下来
And until the time you believe in the Lord Jesus
一直到你重生为止
Now how did you live?
你怎么过日子
Well, you have lived a number of years
我们活了多少年
But you live not by the life of God
但是你不是凭着神的生命
You live by the soul life
乃是凭着我们魂的生命
And the soul life is Adamic life.
那魂的生命是亚当的生命。
It was a fallen life.
那是一个堕落的生命。
It was a sinful life.
是一个罪恶。
And it was under the law of sin and of death.
是在罪和死的律之下的。
So that's the way we live.
这是我们怎么活当初。
All these years before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
但我在信主以前多少年都是如此。
It is our soul that self life that decides our way.
所以是魂，我们的己的生命来决定我们一生。
How do we live?
我们怎么活
？We live by the dictate of our soul life.
那就是我们完全遵循魂生命的指挥。
This is the way I feel.
这就是我怎么觉得。
This is the way I like.
这就是我怎么喜欢。
This is the way I decide.
这就是我要怎么决定。
This is the way I think so.
这就是我怎么认为。
So everything is self-centered.
所以什么都是以己做中心。
Everything is for ourselves.
什么都是为着我们自己的。
We do not care about God.
我们不在乎神的旨意。
And we are not able to know the will of God.
我们也无法知道神的旨意。
That's the way we live before we believe in the Lord.
这就是我们得救以前怎么过日子的。
Now, what happened when you are saved?
那么得救以后你怎么回事呢
I believe all of you who are here this morning.
我想大家今天早上在这里的
You have all had experience of being saved.
你都经历了得救这件事
When you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
当你刚刚接受耶稣做你的救主
something happened in your being.
结果在我们里面起了变化。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
He that is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从圣灵生的就是灵。
And he that is born of flesh is flesh.
从肉体生的就是肉体。
Once we were born of the flesh.
我们曾经一度是在肉体里生的。
So what were we?
结果我们是什么
？We were flesh.
我们就是肉体。
It is just soul and body.
那就是我们魂跟身体而已。
And we are all directed by our soul, selfish, sinful life.
我们完全听从魂还罪恶犯罪生命的指挥。
But thank God.
感谢神。
In His great mercy.
在他大的怜悯之下。
Sent His only begotten Son into this world.
他差遣他独生子来到这地上。
And He died on Calvary's cross for our sin.
他为我们在加略山上钉在十字架为我们的死。
He forgave us all the sins that we have committed.
他赦免饶恕我们所有的罪。
But that's negative.
但这是负面的。
Positively.
正面的呢
？We find that he that is born of the Spirit is spirit.
凡是从圣灵生的，就是灵。
He that is born of the Holy Spirit.
凡从圣灵生的
，is human spirit. He that is born of the Holy Spirit is the new human.
Okay, 所以从圣灵生的结果就是灵，那个灵就是人的灵。
We have a new spirit.
我们现在有个新的灵。
Our conscience has been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们两个心是因耶稣基督的血而洁净。
So we have a new spirit before God.
所以现在我们是身边有个新的灵。
And this can be easily proved.
这个很容易证明的。
Because when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你信主的时候
the first time you pray,
第一次你祷告
you find the difference.
你就觉得不一样了。
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
在你没有信主以前
you may have heard of the gospel.
你也许听到福音。
You may be brought in a Christian family.
你也许在基督家庭这样长大。
And you may learn to pray too.
也许你也会祷告，学祷告。
But when you pray to God,
当你和神祷告的时候
Your feeling is God is far, far away.
你的感觉好像神是遥遥远远远在天边。
You believe he is there.
你知道他在那儿。
But where?
但在哪里
？So you're praying to a distant God.
所以你是祷告一个很遥远的神。
There is no relationship.
好像没有关系一样。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是自从你信主以后
，the first prayer you ever prayed.
那第一个祷告你祷告的
As the Bible says,
就像圣经所说的
阿爸
阿爸
爸
父啊
It was different.
不一样
Now, I always remember my co-worker
我还记得有一位我的同工
After he was married
当他结婚以后
The first time he went with his wife to his father-in-law's home
他陪着太太回娘家
And according to Chinese custom
那根据中国规矩
You should call your father-in-law daddy.
你要叫岳父爸爸才对。
So he went there.
所以他去了。
And he tried to call his father-in-law daddy.
他要叫他岳父叫爸爸。
But she felt it was so unnatural.
他觉得很不自然。
Because he was his father-in-law.
这是他的岳父。
Not his real father.
不是亲父。
And brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Did you have such experience?
你有没有这样感觉吗
？Now you call God Abba Father.
现在你称呼神阿爸。
Because he's really your father.
他真是你的父。
There is a love relationship.
那里面的关系是生命的关系。
He's no longer an in-law.
现在不再是岳父。
So thank God for that.
感谢神。
After we are saved.
当我们得救以后。
We have a new spirit.
我们有个新的灵。
And who dwells in your spirit?
那谁住在我们的灵里面呢
？The Bible said, Christ comes and dwells.In our spirit.
圣经说基督来了而且住在我们生命里住在我们灵里
Now your new spirit has a new life.
现在你的心灵开始有了新的生命
And the new life is the life of Christ.
那个新的生命就是基督的生命
But more than that.
不止如此
When you are saved.
当你得救的时候
God has done something more.
神还做了比这更多的
He put his spirit into your spirit.
他就把他的灵放在你的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
圣灵住在我们的灵里。
Now we want to ask a question.
现在我们要问一个问题。
Why is it that He gave us a new spirit?
为什么他把心灵给我们呢
？Why is it He put Christ in our spirit?
为什么他把基督放在我们灵里呢
？Why is it?That the Holy Spirit also dwells in our spirit.
为什么圣灵也住在我们灵里呢
？God never does anything without reason.
神没有做一件事没有道理的。
Now why did God do all these wonderful things?
为什么神做这些奇妙的事呢
？There must be a reason.
一定有原因的。
And the reason is.
原因是这样。
God wants you.To live a different life.
神要你过一个不同的生活。
You are going to live by the life of Christ.
你要借着基督的生命而活。
And the life of Christ in you need to grow up.
而在基督在你里面的生命需要成长。
And who is going to take care of that?
那谁来照顾这件事呢
？The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is there to see.That the life of Christ in your spirit grows into maturity.
圣灵要在那里看着，到底我们的生命有没有基督生命有没有长大
？Because it is the eternal purpose of God.
因为这是神永远的。
He who has called.
他 他呼召我们。
He has justified.
他称我们为义。
He who has been justified.
他称义的人。
He has glorified.
他要使他得荣耀。
It is the will of God that we are not only saved.
神的旨意不光我们得救。
That we may be transformed and conformed to the image of Christ.
这样我们能改变而能磨成神儿子的基督的形。
So this is the will of God.
所以这是神的旨意。
And He has made every provision for that purpose.
为了这个旨意，神有各方面的预备。
But I want to ask a question.
那我现在要问一个问题。
You are saved.
你得救了。
How about your soul?
那你的魂怎么回事？
Are your soul saved?
你的魂得救了吗？
Or do your souls need to be saved?
或者你觉得你的魂需要蒙拯救，需要得救吗？
Now I'm not going to preach another gospel.
那我不是要传另外的福音。
The Bible has only one gospel.
因为圣经只有一个。
It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的。
If anybody should preach another gospel,
那如果有人传另外的福音，
The Apostle Paul says, "Be he cursed."
那是可咒可咒的。
So I dare not preach another gospel.
所以我绝对不敢传另外的福音。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的福音？
The gospel of Jesus Christ is a full gospel.
基督耶稣的福音是全备的福音。
It is a so great a salvation.
那是极大的救恩。
It is not according to what we need.
这不只是根据我们的需要。
It is according to the glory of God.
那是根据神的荣耀。
Because God has called us by His glory and virtue.
因为神是按照他的荣耀和他的美德来召我们。
Can you imagine?
你能想象？
That God just wants to save you out of hell into heaven.
神仅是把我们从地狱里面救出来上天堂吗？
And that's all.
就这么多吗？
It doesn't look like God.
这个不像我们的神。
It doesn't glorify God.
这个不叫我们神的荣耀。
So, in the gospel of our Lord Jesus,
所以在基督耶稣的福音里，
He will not only save our spirit.
他不光拯救我们的灵。
He will also save our soul.
他也要拯救我们的。
And he will save our body.
他也要拯救我们的身体。
His salvation is so complete.
他的救恩是那么完全。
But remember,
让我们记得。
When you are first saved,
当你第一次得救的时候，
What happened?
什么事发生？
Does your soul save at that time?
你的魂得救了那个时候。
Does your body save at that time?
那个时候你身体得救了吗？
Something does happen.
有些事的确发生了。
You know? How do you repent?
你怎么悔改的？
Can you repent by yourself?
你能够自己悔改吗？
We can regret.
我们可以懊悔。
But we never can repent.
但是我们永远不会悔改。
We regret because of what we were suffered.
我们懊悔，因为我们受那么多的苦。
It's all self-centered.
那都是自己做中心。
But we cannot really repent.
但是我们不是真的悔改。
Now what is repentance?
什么叫做悔改？
Repentance is a change of mind.
悔改乃是心思上的转变。
Now once your mind is set on going to hell.
本来我们的心思定好的是我们必须。
Now you turn around.And set your mind to heaven.
现在你来个 U-turn， 现在你的心是向着天上。
It's a change of mind.
这是心思的改变。
Now where is the mind?
心思在哪？
The mind is in the soul.
那心思在魂里面。
So there was some change in our.
所以在我们魂里面当然有一些的变化。
But it was superficial.
但是比较肤浅的。
It was just on the surface.
只是在表面上。
It happened just for a time.
那。只是几分钟的。
But organically, basically, your soul remains the same.
就是生机来说，就是各方基本上来说，我们的魂还需要得救。
By that it means the life in your soul hasn't changed.
意思就是说，在你魂里面的生命也没有改变。
Who dwells in your soul?
谁住在你的魂里？
It is still you yourself.
所以还是你住在你的魂里。
And who are you?
你是谁？
You are a son of Adam.
你仍旧是亚当之子。
Your life is a fallen life.
你的生命仍旧是堕落的生命。
Your life is a sinful life.
你的还是罪恶污秽的生命。
Your life is a self life.
人就是自己的生命，
it hasn't changed a bit.
好像没有改变一样。
And that's the reason why.
这是为什么？
After you are saved.
当你得救以后。
At the moment you are saved or a few days.
你没有得救几天。
You seem to have completely changed.
你好像全部改变了。
The sky looks bluer.
天变得更蓝了。
The birds sing sweeter.
啊，鸟的声音似乎更。
Then you are walking on the cloud.
你好像在飘在云中一样。
And you are above everything.
你好像这是在什么之上。
Nothing matters.
什么都摸不准。
And if the Lord should make any demand of you, you will gladly give it to him.
如果主给你有什么要求，你立刻就答应。
You are already in the second or third heaven.
你好像在二层天、三层天一样。
好了，
但能维持多久呢？
Some people may continue for a month.
有的人大概一个月。
And you fall down.
然后就下来了。
And you find yourself still on earth.
然后你发现你仍旧在地上。
You still think the same way.
你仍旧想同样的意思。
You still evaluate things the same way.
你估价对于整个事情的估价还是一样的。
You still are self-centered.
你仍旧自我中心。
You still want to do things what you want to do.
你仍旧只要做你要做的。
And all your reactions according to yourself.
你所有的反应都是你的反应。
You haven't changed a bit.
你好像一点都没有改变。
Your soul hasn't changed.
你的魂没有改变。
Organically, it is still the same.
我们知道说，就做器官来说，仍旧是如此，一切来讲还是如此。
Now, how about your body?
那么你的身体呢？
Well, you had some change.
你当然有些改变了。
You used to be long face.
你从下了从来你是长脸的。
But now your face gets rounder.
现在脸越来越圆了。
There was some change.
当然有改变了。
But it's superficial.
但是仍旧是表面。
Your body is still the mortal body.
你看我们身体仍旧是必朽的身体。
It's still the corrupt body.
仍旧是必朽坏的。
It hasn't been immortal yet.
好，我们不因为这个缘故变得不朽坏。
It is still physical body.
那我们仍旧是物质的身体。
It is not spiritual body yet.
仍旧还不是灵体。
So your body basically, organically remains the same.
所以你看身体从生理角度来看还是一样的。
So remember.
记得。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你蒙恩得救的时候
do the things you are totally saved.
不要说你是完全得救了
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂身体
You're completely transformed.
是完全的改变
Now, if that's the case,
如果这样的话
probably the Lord would take you to him right away.
如果这样的话我马上就把你接走
了 I think we are facing facts.
我想我们现在要面对现实
The fact is,
现实是
when we believe in the Lord Jesus, thank God we are saved.
感谢主，我们得救那一刹那，我们得救了。
But that salvation is centered upon our spirit.
但那个救恩主要重在我们的灵里。
And God always works from center to circumstance.
神永远是从中心工作到圆周。
The enemy always works from circumference to center.
仇敌刚好是从圆周到中心。
So God begins with our spirit.
所以神是从我们中心开始，灵开始。
And then from our spirit, He will reach out to our soul and eventually to our body.
然后扩展到我们的魂，最后达到我们的身体。
And that's the reason why you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 10.
所以这就是为什么在灵后第一章十节
God has delivered us from so great a death.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And that refers how our spirit was saved.
那指着我们的灵的救赎。
That is past.
已经过去了。
And we are being delivered.
现在在圆融是正在拯救我们。
And that is in our daily life. after we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are being daily saved.
那就是说在、我们得救以后，我们天天拯救父母。
And that refers to our soul.
那指的我们的魂。
And then we presume that we shall be saved.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
At the coming of the Lord,
在主回来的时候
even this mortal body will become immortal.
我们这朽坏的身体要变得不朽坏。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
so far as God's salvation is concerned,
就说神的救恩来说
it is a full salvation,
是一个全备的救恩
but it comes in steps.
但是呢在我们身上是一个步骤一个步骤
Our spirit was saved, that's the past.
我们灵得救了这是过去
Our soul being saved is present.
我们魂的就是今天的事
And our body being saved,In the future.
那我们身体得赎是将来的事。
Because our whole being shall be sanctified.
因为我们全人都应当全然全圣。
Spirit and soul and body.
魂和身体。
And we will be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord.
那我们要能保守一直到主见主面。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的旨意。
So the first question is,
所以现在第一个问题就是
Do your soul need to be saved?
你的魂需要得救吗
I'm afraid to many Christians.
我怕对很多基督徒来说
They do not even have the slightest idea that our soul needs to be saved.
他们几乎没有一点点的观念说我们的魂需要得救
How?Can we live a Christian life?
我们怎么过基督生活
If we neglect so great a salvation,
如果我们忽略这么大的救恩
In other words,
换句话说
after we are saved,
当我们得救之后
we know that from now on we are Christians.
从现在开始我们是基督徒了
And as Christians, we must live a Christian life.
作为基督徒我们当然要过基督生活
And by Christian life, we mean that we have to do God's will.
所以基督生活的意思就是我们要遵循神的旨意。
We must please God.
我们要讨神喜悦。
Not like before.
不像从前一样。
We now are Christians.
我们是基督徒了。
We are different.
我们不同了。
Our life should be different.
我们的生命，我们的生活应该不一样了。
And we should show forth the glory of God.
我们应该要我们应该归荣耀于神。
I believe everybody knows that.
我想每个人都知道。
But how do you live your Christian life?
但是你怎么过基督生活
Do you live by the life of Christ in your spirit?
你是借着基督在圣灵里面，在我们灵里面基督的生命而活吗
Or are you still living by the self life in your soul?
还是依靠在我们魂里面那个己的生命。
If you live by Christ's life,
如果你借着如果在灵里面，你借着在灵里面基督的生命而活
，then you find that you really begin to do the will of God.
然后你看，发现你在真正的遵循神的旨意。
If you still live by your self life in your soul,
如果你是根据在魂里面己的生命而活
，no matter how you try,
不管你怎么努力。
You find it is superficial.
你发现它永远是表面。
In other words,
换句话说
outwardly you may live so-called a Christian life.
表面上好像我们是过基督生活。
But inwardly you are not.
实在说来不是。
Now I often feel.
我常常感觉
when God saves us,
当神救我们
He actually has shown us His way of living.
他曾经把那个生活的那个那个种种来启示给我们。
How should we live after?
我们到底应该怎么活着
？He has already shown us.
他已经指示给我们。
But oftentimes we neglect it.
但是多少时候我们常常忽略
？And because we neglect it.
因为我们忽略了。
Therefore.
所以。
We begin still to live outwardly.
我们仍旧凭着外面而活。
You know, Christian life is an inner way of life.
基督徒的生活是里面的生活。
It is not an outward way.
不是外面的。
Or to put it another way.
换一句话说。
we are to live by the inward life.
我们乃是根据里面的生命而活。
And not by the outward man.
不是根据外面的人而活。
And that is also.
那就是我们的。
Now that is the way to live.
这就是怎么活着。
And actually, when you are saved.
当你得救。